Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Patriots, we were talking about this earlier, B. The Patriots are turning the page from Jacoby Brissett to Drake May. And I have no idea what Drake May is going to become. Mm-hmm. Certainly a big, strong, talented young man. Third overall pick. I think he is set up to fail on a terrible team with a terrible offensive line. Just a couple of quick rankings that stand out to me about the offense Drake May is about to take over, B. Mm-hmm. Currently, through five games, with a capable veteran quarterback. I'm not saying he's an all-pro level player, but we've seen Jacoby Brissett play some pretty good, decent football, right? Mm-hmm. Through five games, the Patriots are 31st in points and 31st in yards.
Wow.
So maybe, you know, you could say Drake May's coming in at the ground floor and he can get him better.
Yeah. They're hoping he plays better.
I don't think he will. I think
then they can, you know, start promoting, oh, yeah, we got our future.
I think we've seen this movie, dude, and I think it's pretty awesome not to see it, but where you have a rookie quarterback. You got to play him because everything else ain't working. Mm-hmm. So you play him, but I don't know if you're really giving him that much of a chance at success. Now, he could just hit the ground running and ball out and change everything. There is nothing to prevent that from happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's hard to envision. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you agree?
That he's going to get great?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Listen, man.
I think that situation's bad.
The reason that so many rookie quarterbacks have the reputation of not doing good their first year is because the teams they're on are normally horrible.
Right.
So it's not his fault he's on a bad team. You know what I mean? When we looked at this team, we were like, okay, Jaden's in the situation, but they fixed a lot of stuff, or they made things better before he took over this thing. So that's why it's working out better for him. If it was just like it was, it'd be a problem.
I think, you know, I I recognize that Caleb Williams went first overall. Jaden Daniels went second overall.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May went third overall.
Okay.
At this point, now that I pay attention to cover, talk about the Commanders, I'm not really concerned with Drake or with Caleb.
I'm not either.
I think, you know, of more concern to Commanders fans should be Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott or even Daniel Jones for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, now I have pointed out, and you have too, like, a lot of the analytic community pointed to Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels based on numbers that I thought were fairly skewed or inflated.
Ridiculous.
Like, the pressure to sack stuff I never really bought into because the gap between the two of them was so minuscule anyway. I will root for Drake May because I love when there's new stud young quarterbacks in the NFL. But I don't care about it in the prism of Jaden versus Drake now. It's week five.
You don't care about it because you wasn't the guy that was putting Drake up there. There are those that are going to be trying to care about it. They hope that there's a game where he's good and Jaden's not. But he's done enough good now to where, like David Ogg just told you earlier, do something every week to make me see why they made that pick. And I think he's done a lot already to be cool with it, and let's just keep improvement going forward.
Do you care how Drake looks?
No. Unless we plan against him.
Yeah, like the Caleb one's a little more relevant.
If we plan against them.
Washington's playing them in a couple weeks.
I would care then. I don't care the rest of the year.
And I might care a little bit about Caleb Williams just because he's a local guy, and I like when DMV athletes succeed.
I mean, you pull for him in that sense, but you're not going to be following him every day.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like every week, every day. No, you're not going to do that.
Well, and especially because I think, I don't know how much this matters, right? But I think the discussion over, like we did the simple truth exercise. Maybe that was yesterday. Maybe you had left. But like the simple truth to me is, they said Jaden Daniels has offensive rookie of the year locked up. And I agree with that. I also don't care that much. Like, it's a cool award. It might mean something to them.
I don't care about end-of-year things in the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year. I care about that when the year is over. I don't want to talk about that right now. I really care about how much better he plays from this point to the end of this. Not what award is going to happen.
Right.
You take care of business, the award is going to come.
There have been two players over the last 15 years to win one of those awards. Chase Young in 2020 and Robert in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd that work out?
Hey.
So it's cool. It's fun. You want them to get an award. But, dude, I don't really care. And so if it's a battle of who's the best of these young quarterbacks, I care about that long term because I want the organization to win games and maybe compete at the highest of high levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is noise. MVPs matter because you don't win an MVP and suck.
Yeah.
The MVP, has the MVP ever come from a bad team? I'm asking that. Like, maybe there was some statistical season that was so outrageous.
Normally it's because you made the team better. How can you be the MVP if your team won two or three games?
You know
what I mean? I don't know of any offhand.
Landfill, Jeffrey,
A-Rod.
Do you guys care?
Yeah, I want to see him
Roger,
suck.
Do you?
No, in baseball, A-Rod, he won the MVP on the last place Rangers.
I mean, that's
in baseball, that's different, though.
That's also perfect for that guy. He can have it. A-Rod.
But I'm saying, like in baseball,
A-Rod is not for
if
me.
If you're hitting home runs and doing all this stuff, you still can show up. And in baseball, you could hit a home run every game and you could lose every game. So that's not your fault. Your team sucks. But in football, if you're winning MVP, you're normally on a winning team.
What I was thinking about with the Jaden Daniels, you know, we know Bears fans are obsessed with Jaden. So I was just kind of wondering, you know, if because of the draft stuff, if Commanders fans care at all about what Drake May does. I don't really do.
You answer it first.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not really. I'm happy.
What about Jeffrey?
I do not care how Drake May plays. I'm focused on our team, dude. And, you know, if we had to play them next week or a couple of weeks from now, then I'd be like, all right, how's Drake May playing? We're going to see them in a couple of weeks. But not really. I'm more intrigued by Caleb's career and where it's going than Drake's. And like you said, JP, it's a local guy from around here, went number one all. Shoot, I'm intrigued by every number one overall pick and see what they're doing because you were the first pick of the NFL draft.
Yeah, and I think I'm rooting for Drake May. Like, being a quarterback's super hard, and there's not enough good ones. And I think the league is better when there are good players. And so, like, I'm cool with Drake. I kind of think he's doomed.
I don't want him to suck or anything. Of course, I want him to prosper, but it's just like I'm not going to be checking in every week looking for Drake May highlights or what Drake May is doing.
I agree. I think it's the same for me. I think, you know, the debate over that was never a debate. At least inside those walls that matter, it was never a debate.
When you are a fan of a team, you cheer for your team. You don't give a damn about what the other guy on the other teams do. I'm being totally, I don't care. Do whatever he wants to do. Who cares?
I think that's fair. I do know this. My boy Phil Perry, we've had on the show a bunch, covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston. He had me on his podcast up there because he said, basically, man, there's a lot of people in New England that wish they lost one more game and they got to draft Jaden and didn't lose the tiebreaker. I was thinking about that. How crazy is it, the tiebreaker? The Skins beat the Patriots head-to-head and still got the tiebreaker even though they had the same record.
Well, the other tiebreakers come before ours.
It's just...
That's how it lines up. That's how the cookie crumbles.
I get it.
That's how the nut and butt cake crumbles, JP.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com